Have you ever thought, if only there were more hours in the day? For some people, there really are. So-called short sleepers. They make up just a small percentage of the population. If you think you're one, you're probably kidding yourself. True short sleepers don't need naps or another cup of coffee. On just 5 or 6 hours of sleep, they tend to be more energized than those of us who sleep for 7 or 8 hours. Take 35-year-old Elena Angeli of San Francisco. She says she naturally sleeps about 5.5 hours a night and then just try to hold her back.
I'm constantly moving. Outside of a full-time job, I sit on 3 boards. So I keep busy. I have a number of friends all over the world, so I've got constant activity to keep up with.
Says she hasn't needed much sleep for as long as she can recall.
My mother said that I stopped napping when I was about 3. And I can remember that. And she would peek into the room and I would stare right back at her.
Now, Elena Angeli thinks that being a short sleeper is basically good because it gives her more hours to do more things.
But generally, society functions around those people that sleep 9 hours. So, you know, I can't go out and do grocery shopping at 5 in the morning. So I'd love to be able to get more done.
Researchers say that short sleepers also tend to have more positive attitudes, faster metabolism, and a higher tolerance for pain. Elena Angeli says that she's had dental work done on an exposed nerve twice without painkillers.
It's not that I don't feel pain. I do. I just probably don't interpret it in a negative way and fixate on it.
Of course, researchers want to learn more. Dr. Ing-Hui Fu is a human geneticist and neuroscientist at the University of California, San Francisco, and she's part of a team looking at Elena Angeli and other short sleepers. Dr. Fu joined us in our studios and says that she's found some common characteristics among short sleepers.
A lot of them are very energetic. They are multitasker. A lot of them email me they have 2 or 3 jobs and they feel great.
So, well, let me understand this. Are they genuinely people who get by and thrive on only a few hours of sleep every night, or are they, like hundreds of millions of other people, sleep deprived?
They thrive on 4 to 6 hours of sleep every day, ever since a young age, most of them.
Yeah. Now, I'm told that many of them are also thin. Does that suggest something different about their metabolism?
Well, I think because they are so active, first of all, so that might be connected. With the metabolism, it's difficult to make a conclusion now because we know that sleep is somehow connected to metabolic problems. So whether they are thin because of metabolic thing or they are thin because they are active, it's hard to tell.
They also share a relative imperviousness to pain.
Yeah, they can sustain more pain than the rest of us.
So you're in the middle of a study now, right?
Yeah, we are just at the beginning of the study, actually. You know, it's been 10 years, but we are just beginning, at the very beginning of going into this study.
Dr. Fu, you must have people who say to you, how do I get that genetic condition?
Yes. A lot of people ask me, and I ask that myself. I wish I had that, but right now there is no way. You know, in human, the gene to replace your gene is still not possible. I think our hope is someday, if we understand the mechanism enough, that we can come up with something or maybe a pill or something that people can take and then can regulate your mechanism and help you with your mechanism to be more like those short sleepers mechanism, and therefore you can function with less sleep and without damaging your cognitive function or your health.
Mm. So that's the implication of your research for most people at the moment.
That's my long-term goal, and to get there probably is going to be a while.
Why is that a good idea? If everybody feels that they've got to take a pill to only sleep 4 hours a night.
I think that, to me, for instance, I am a mom, I'm a scientist. It's just I have so many roles that I'm playing that I feel like a few more hours a day would be really useful for me. And another thing is these people are very active. You know, one of our subjects actually dances 4 nights a week.
Dances so they, 4 nights a week?
Yes. Yeah. And she is more than 70 years old. You know, so there are, you know, traits about them that I think if we can mimic them, I think it's beneficial.
Dr. Ing-Hui Fu, human geneticist and neuroscientist at the University of California, San Francisco. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So no more lazing around. This is NPR News.